So we ask Hashem to bless us with chen v'chesed v'rachamim. So the chesed and rachamim seem to come together. And in fact, the Chassidish Svarim, particularly the Biala Rebbe and the Rebina, talks about chesed v'rachamim. When you have a human being and sees his friend in pain, then he sees rachamim, you have rachamonos for a person, you pity them. Your heart feels their pain. You see them, ay, nebuch, nebuch, nebuch. But on the other hand, you see a friend succeeding, everything's going well for them, it's fantastic, yeah, life's great. You can't have rachamim on a person in such a situation. Right? You can only have rachamim on a person when they are in an unfortunate situation. You can't have rachamim on a person, mercy on a person, when they're in a fortuitous situation. That's how we human beings relate to others. But Hashem, on the other hand, that's not true. His rachamim is eternal. And his rachamim is even if things are going well. And in fact, when Klal Yisrael are being blessed with all good things, that's also a revelation of Hashem's rachamim. And you see his love, and you see his care, his affection, his attention. And that is still an expression of Hashem's true rachamim for all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, in this bracha, we ask first for chesed. Chein v'chesed rachamim. First chesed, Hashem, bless us with all the things that we need, all the things that we want. Your loving kindness, your care, all the shefa, all the goodness. And then Hashem, have rachmanis on us. What is that? In this context, it means it's a love. It's a deep inner affection that Hashem has for his nation, Klal Yisrael. And with that, he comes close to us. He's Mesiachad, Yimayim, Be'ichud Gomer. In his words, he unifies himself with us with a total unity. So therefore, the rachamim here comes after the chesed. After Hashem has blessed us with chesed. And we're in a fortuitous situation. And life is good and times are good. We still ask Hashem of rachamim on us. Rachamim here isn't mercy or pity. Rather, it's an expression of closeness in the relationship. Father Balatanya in the Kachitaira says Rachmanis comes generally from Gevurah if a person has been through a hard time. Rachmanis, they need mercy because of the terrible thing that's happened to them. Right? He says the same thing. When a person's going through a good time, they don't need Rachmanis at all. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's in a totally different place. And because we're so far from Hashem, we need his rachamim. And that essentially is what we say in Baruch Sha'amah every day. Baruch Merachem al Habriyos. Hashem has mercy on all of his creations, all of the creatures. Why? Because we're all so far from Hashem that essentially we need rachamim in order to be able to survive. We don't really deserve anything on our own merits. Like, what can we do already? Hashem gives us so much and we're so undeserving. And therefore, no matter who we are, no matter what we do, it's always Baruch Merachim El Abriyos. So the Rachamim there also is an expression of Hashem's chesed. Chein v'chesed v'rachamim.